I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The early waterfowl season is about to begin here in West Virginia. Coming up, we'll have a preview from one who pays close attention to those West Virginia ducks and geese.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
Hunters in West Virginia have the opportunity to harvest a few geese for certain in just the next few days. The early Canada goose season will open September 1st across the state, and DNR biologist Steve Wilson explains there is a reason that we have this early season.
The early September season is designed specifically to put pressure on locally raised Canada geese. There's no birds migrating at that time of the year. We don't see any migrants in here till much later in the year, so by hunting in September, you're hunting your own birds exclusively. Of course, we get a little interchange across borders between Ohio and West Virginia and the other bordering states, but those are all considered resident birds also. So it's specifically designed to hit those resident birds, put additional pressure on them.
Depending upon whom you ask, the birds have reached nuisance levels in some places, and the September season does help offset that a bit. Now, hunting geese is a bit of a different game, a game of choice, and Wilson explains there are a number of ways you can go after them.
A variety of methods. You can, you know, the most common thing is to put decoys out in the field and do some calling, but you can also float for them in the afternoons when they're loafing around long riverbanks and things like that. You could jump shoot them. But the main deal is decoys and calling.
As for the calling, what are you trying to communicate to that flock that is flying overhead?
This is a safe place to hang out and loaf, or this is a good food spot. We're finding good stuff to eat here. Come on down and join us.
It doesn't really matter where you look. You're bound to find a huntable population of the big black and gray birds.
They're throughout the state. Of course, you know, numbers are higher in the more ideal habitat. But even in the mountain counties, you got plenty of geese.
And as always, you need to make certain you follow all of the game laws, which for geese will mean some additional federal waterfowl regulations.
For ducks and geese, there is federal and a state waterfowl stamp required and non-toxic shot.
Now, land near a golf course or a park could be a super place to find those resident populations of Canada geese, but be sure you get the landowner's permission and careful to stay off boundaries of park and golfing lands unless the managing agency has allowed you written permission. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.